Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here for another weekend, the first weekend of the new month, and we are all celebrating February by growing, or at least attempting to start growing, the plants that we will put out in April and May, right? You've got your seedlings going, you've ordered, and you got stuff in the greenhouse. That's cool. I have a few news items that I want to share with you before we meet Del Fike, who has a cattle company, and I want to take his in Nebraska, his experiences of 35 years, and talk about how things have changed, and if you're in that business, maybe how we can help you with some ideas on the American Family Farmer, focusing on the family farms, focusing on food, focusing on family in general. The small farmers are confronted with a number of things, and a couple of news items this week that I find heartening, as opposed to disheartening. What I found disheartening was, as most of you know who listen to me, I have no love affair with John Deere. I don't like John Deere products. I don't like their company. I don't like the way they do business. And it appears that a number of you are friends who are in the farming business that have new John Deeres are just, you know, they're doing their thinking the same thing that I am. And a couple of things are going on nationally. The president has become the first president in a long time to back the right to repair movement. The movement calls for companies like John Deere to release the knowledge and tools that are required to repair the tractors and the implements and things that they build. Support for the movement has been growing. Trump at least started an investigation into how manufacturers like John Deere restrict the rights of consumers to fix their own equipment. The Federal Trade Commission now has declared that it will take action to prevent customers from the things that are being done by companies to keep you from fixing your products. I think there has been a lot of commentary in the last year about all of this, but perhaps it's best exemplified by a story that I found about a fellow who is in Nebraska, Sand Hills, Nebraska, as a matter of fact. He bought a John Deere tractor, but it isn't a new John Deere tractor. It's a 25-year-old John Deere tractor. The man after my own heart. I just bought two Massey Ferguson 4243s that are 1997 models. So what does that make them? 24. I'm getting in this league. And those are the newest tractors that I have. I have a couple of other tractors from that era that I bought new. But they have lasted. They're easy to fix. I like taking care of them. I can do pretty much everything, including a clutch job, all that stuff. I can fix it all in my own shop. And you can too. And so this fellow, Scott Puzmessel, I believe is how you pronounce his name, was talking with local media about how the new equipment is so complicated, loaded with sensors. If one of them goes out, you can't even start your tractor. You need to call a technician, and you have to wait a week for them to come to identify the software problem. It's ridiculous. It is. I'm saying, and this is partially the government's fault, because we've allowed the government to put so many different things, restrictions on the engines, and then the whole technology craze that's on right now. So these guys that make these tractors and new trucks and whatever, they've all added these various layers that make it, when the tractor doesn't work or the truck doesn't work, impossible to fix them. So now comes John Tester, a tester, by the way, a Democrat from Montana, sponsoring a bill that will allow, again, once again, sort of underscoring what Biden is doing, will make it impossible for the dealers to keep you from fixing your own devices. And it also, one of the insertions in this bill is to allow parts instruction manual, software codes to be available, not just to the mechanic that comes from John Deere, but to everybody. So you can fix your own devices. It's about time. Anyway, Tester was in an interview. He said he's been hearing a lot from farmers who report difficulties repairing the equipment and how it hurts their business because the tractors are sitting there. You can't go out and use them. So Tester says we figured out ways to empower farmers to make sure they can stay on the land, and this is the way for them to do it better. The bill is something that's often reported that by the companies that it is unfairly going to take away their proprietary information. You know what? Screw you. Your proprietary information is just leading. And again, people have fallen into this trap. And then all of a sudden, when they have a problem with the tractor, what in the world's going on here? And from what I can tell, the John Deere people are the worst, the most arrogant. And you'd think that they'd want to, they'd see the tea leaves or the writing on the wall. Do they think they're the only tractor makers? There are at least a half a dozen other domestic brands, and who knows how many foreign brands of tractors, and most of the tractors aren't made here anyway anymore, so I suppose they're all foreign tractors. But if we get into April and May, and these fellows who have these new tractors can't fix them, can't make them run, what does that do to the planting cycle? I'm finding myself heartened by what President Joe Biden is doing. He signed an executive order that pushes the Federal Trade Commission to come up with new rules that limit the repair restrictions. And Tester's bill basically does the same thing. So as far as I'm concerned, two cheers for both Biden and Tester on this one. Let's see, there's a bill in the House sponsored by Representative Joseph Morrell of New York. It's not quite the same. The Senate bill targets farmers. The one that Morrell has done is a sort of a general advocacy for more repair regulations so that people can fix their own cars. But it's a real challenge to farmers, no question about that. 77% of farmers say they are buying older equipment to avoid dealing with the software and the modern machinery. All these people are doing like John Deere, all the companies are cutting their own throats. The thing is, guys like me that buy used tractors, I bought a Massey Ferguson 1100, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago. I paid $7,000, maybe $7,500 for it. I just bought the same tractor, not the same tractor, but the same model at an auction, and it was $9,700. So it tells you, you know, kind of what the industry is doing. Certainly food for thought and important legislation, important action, and I'm sure that most of you agree with me on that one. So there's a couple of news stories bringing you up to date on what's going on with the right to repair bills. It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Half of you have gained weight during COVID. Many of you have gained weight during the holiday period. So what are you doing? You got this problem. You got to get the weight off. And you're wondering, how can I lose this weight, this belly fat, the excess fat that I have that I don't want and I don't need and is basically pretty unhealthy? Well, you go to toploss.com. And you check out Calitrin. Calitrin is the way naturally to support weight loss. Easy to gain it, hard to lose it. You want to keep it off after you do all that work to try to get rid of the fat. And then what do? You don't go back into your evil ways. Well, maybe you do. I find myself when I lose 4 or 5 pounds, I can't wait to get to the chocolate bin in my refrigerator. So if you're like that, you perhaps want to take advantage of this powerful message coming from the folks at Calitrin. Get that. And, you know, the COVID thing is attracted. The COVID virus goes right for fat. So if you're heavy, you're just asking for it. Right now, time for the 90-90 special. Get fit. Get the fix on losing the weight and keeping it off. Go to toploss.com. There's a contest actually going on right now. You can check it out at toploss.com. The Get Fit contest for 2022. Look at the website, see how you can participate and what the prizes are. Lots of savings, the $90.90 special deal. Get it now. Calitrin works naturally to keep the weight off your body. Check it out for yourself, guaranteed or your money back at toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you check out. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the $90.90 special deal. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Back in the American Family Farmer Circle, Doug Steffen here introducing you to Del Fike, who along with his family runs the Fike Cattle Company in Nebraska. A lot of reasons to have this conversation. I'm going to call you Del. I'm not going to call you Mr. Fike because I think you and I are probably kindred spirits and maybe even close to the same age. We were just sharing before we get started having the conversation for the air. I was teasing him about his name, and in a nice way, because I remember the group called the Del Vikings from the 1960s, and apparently he's had plenty of teasing from people, so I won't prolong the agony. But anyway, it's nice to have you here and to learn, be able to learn about what you're doing to be a successful cattle company. 35 years, is this something your father started? How did this all get started?
It's actually something that my great-grandfather started, the cattle company and the livestock trading component, which we've always been steeped, I mean, super big into the livestock side, have always farmed too, but H.F. Fike started what we're doing now in 1888, not on the place where we homesteaded, up the road about a mile, and so... I've just been called the flamboyant refounder of Fike Cattle Company. So, with all that being said, they did the heavy lifting. I screwed it up a few times. I'm trying to get it back in shape. My generation doesn't matter if I'm the fifth or the tenth, because if we don't start getting this right, there will be no further generations.
So what's the problem? What problems are you trying to fix or deal with?
Well, you know, civilizations have risen and fallen because of depletion of resources. And, you know, we don't always think about the soil as one of the biggest resources. And so I've been on this pilgrimage or this slight agenda to educate people that our most important resources.
So we've been doing a lot of talk about regenerative ag. Let's talk that department as we continue here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gail Fike is here with me this week from the Fike Cattle Company in Nebraska. The subject, as we hone in on what the Fike Cattle Company is doing right now, what they have done for generations. I'm looking back to, looks like about the Civil War when this, when the origins of your farm came to be. And you're now, we're in the present, we got to look at what's been done to the soils, and that's where regenerative ag comes in. I don't know if you use that term or not, but the last month or so on this program, I've been featuring a lot of people from that part of the world. That is, what is in the soil is what you're going to be able to produce. I don't know why a lot of people haven't gotten on to that, but maybe it's because of all the advertising and promotion stuff that the big chemical companies have done over the years, Dell, to try to get you to use Roundup to kill the weeds or to put stuff on the soil that'll make that which is in the soil grow, but it doesn't help the soil. The amendments just help the plants to grow. So what has that done? How much land do you have, and what has all of that done to it over the years?
Well, I'll go way back to, you know, do we talk about, do we call it regenerative agriculture? I wish we could find a better way to talk about it, you know. I've thrown out the phrase common sense agriculture, but I've also found out that we're pretty darn short of common sense as a society in general, let alone in agriculture.
So you're right on that one. Yeah, right on. Yep, you sure are.
We're trying to do a lot of unlearning. We have been taught by people that it wasn't something that I think they, you know, really had, you know, some agenda that they were trying to do this. We've all been taught, like my father was taught in a way that, you know, after World War II, there was a lot of things that they had for making weapons and all that. And so why in the heck not just throw it into the food system? I mean, it makes perfect sense to a guy like me. So, you know, we're fighting all those things that people in their time really thought it was the best way to feed the world. In a lot of ways, we did start to feed the world. We increased yields, you know, the quality. Farm and ranch life got better, but at a huge cost. Yeah. And so now we're in that unlearning stage, and we've got a lot of it to do. And, you know, it's something that going back to the regenerative part, I didn't know that I was much of a regenerative person other than, you know, I talked about what I thought we had to do, and Farm Journal did a story about me, and it came out, it said, meet Del Fike, the apostle of regenerative agriculture. And I'm like, man, these guys are really scraping the bottom of the bucket to do a story about me.
Mm-hmm.
But that story opened up the eyes. That was in a mainstream agriculture magazine. And we had 200 plus emails that day and calls from all over the country. And it's just like, how can you help us get to that point where you guys are at? You know, I preach a lot about, we get the soil right, we change all society. We start to correct everything.
Yeah.
Families get better. Health gets better. Communities that are dwindling. And, you know, communities that when I was a kid in the early 70s were vibrant all across, not just Nebraska, all across the country. And, you know, I guess one of the things I want to see is some vibrancy or the rebirth of those. You know, we just have to go back. Nothing that I'm doing or people in regenerative agriculture or organic or anything is new. It's all been done. Cover crops were used in the early 1800s when the soil was depleted on the East Coast. You can read all kinds of stuff about, you know, it's all been done. There's nothing new under the sun. And so with that being said, that was a long answer to a short question. You know, now's go time. We don't have another 20 years to keep doing this.
I think you're so right on. I'm going to use that quote on some of the other radio programs that I do. You've got it. Get the soil right and you bring back health. Del Fike here on the American Family Farmer with Doug.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This winter certainly will not be remembered as a mild one across most of the nation. For another weekend, we're seeing tens of thousands of people waking up in the cold and the darkness. No power after a massive winter storm blew across the nation in recent days. Tennessee getting the lion's share of the power outages, but there are a lot of outages as well in Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. FlightAware says over 3,000 flights have been delayed or canceled in the United States today alone, and delays continue to stack up. The best advice remains, check ahead before you head to the airport. At last check, no arrests had been made after a deadly shooting during a church event at an Aurora, Colorado church last night. Gunfire erupting during the event attended by about 20 people. A woman was killed, and again, no arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News. The countdown to Super Bowl 56 is on now, and for a lot of folks, it means stocking up on NFL gear. Customs and Border Patrol says it's working with Homeland Security to round up the expected fake merchandise ahead of the big game. Agents have already seized over 20,000 counterfeit Super Bowl-related items from dozens of locations. The Biden administration is still getting grilled, especially by many Republicans, when it comes to testing shortages. Kentucky Republican senator and a physician himself, Rand Paul, on what he thinks the cause for the shortages really is.
Dr. Fauci and his disciples are saying everyone should get tested whether they're sick or not. That's a mistake. So we're using tests by the millions that we don't need to be doing. If you're not sick, don't get a test. I mean, that's a craziness that we're testing people who are not sick. We've never, ever done that in the history of medicine.
Senator Paul speaking there on Hannity on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm proud to present these stories to kind of get people to think about stuff that they haven't been thinking about. And I'm not saying I'm the guru of the new information, but I have Del Fike with me who's got it, and I'm trying to find other people around the country who sort of are focused on getting this sort of right. I like the common sense approach. I even like that handle better than regenerative agriculture, although that seems to be sort of the politically correct way of referring to how we fix the problems that we have and I think you're right. The farmers that I know who don't like me because of my stance, I have very strong opinions, having been around cows all of my life, that side of agriculture, growing corn and hay and alfalfa and stuff over the years. I have long since stopped using commercial fertilizers. I started a composting business, and I use hundreds of tons of compost every year on fields, and that seems to do the trick. If I mix it up enough with pig manure, cow manure, horse manure, chicken manure, you know, whatever I can get my hands on. And so that does a lot to hopefully bring things back. But, you know, I take a strong position on this, and I have belonged to the National Farm Bureau, National Association of Farm Broadcasters, sorry. And I found myself like a duck out of water when I went to their convention this year, because what I espouse isn't what most of them espouse, because they're dependent on getting money from John Deere. They're dependent on getting money from Bayer. They're dependent on getting money from DuPont. All of these huge conglomerates that are trying to control the source of seed, what we do with the soil, all that stuff, control the food supply. So it is refreshing, though, as I look around. I thought I was the only one, and I'm finding lots of people around like you who are thinking it through. And they're not just all young farmers. You know, that's the mistake I think we make. The young kids coming along, they'll straighten it all out. Nah, listen, the average age of a farmer, I don't know what it is in Nebraska, but here in Massachusetts, the average age of farmers is about 60. So, you know, you've got that to deal with. And a lot of kids are not staying in farming. A lot of new people are coming into it, but they don't really know what they're doing. You find, is that the case in Nebraska where you are, or are you able to keep families going like has been the case with your farm?
No, I mean, you know, we're in a dire situation in agriculture in a lot of different ways, and
yeah.
You know, it doesn't make me any difference if people don't like me, you know, about, you know, when I talk about this. I'll take a step back. My grandfather, I said, was, you know, such a naturalist. The calling came to me one Sunday morning, walking through a pasture, and he's been gone for 20 years. And he came to me and he said, "You're not the first to do this. You're not the best, but you're the most vocal and you won't back down." And I haven't back down on this. I came out guns a-blazing and, you know, kicking people in the seat of the pants, but I also wanted to give them a hug and said, "Hey, you know, now we're in this together. I got your attention. This is a serious deal." So, yeah, I mean, around me, there's maybe a couple young people. Most of them are older than me. But the hope, you know, I consult all across the country on how people can transition and change and get back to the ways that if they didn't live it, they read about it or someone told them about it, and they can romanticize about it, whatever. But, you know, it's one of those things that we have to change how we're thinking about things. And the older generation, when I'm sitting at a kitchen table, you know, they communication is limited in agriculture. So a lot of times when I get there, that's the first time they've all sat around the same table. Even at a family function, they're usually split apart. You know, the 28-year-old still at the kid's card table. You know, he got back from college. He's got a great degree, but they don't let him do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm going is the grandfather. Give me that guy that's 75 or 80, and I will focus on him in that conversation. He's still writing the checks. He's still doing all that. And I will let him know that he knows better. He saw it was better at one time. We sold out. We talked about guys like Earl Butts. Get big, get out, take on debt. We have to feed the world. So many lies for other people to make copious amounts of money at the expense of American agriculture, you know, that was at one time the greatest in the world, at least in this time period.
Yeah.
I mean, every civilization has been amazing until they depleted the soil. But, you know, we depleted it faster. We hold the record. We have depleted it faster than any civilization in history.
Well, and that's because we let the Bayers of the world and Monsanto's of the world get a grip on agriculture, and they do it through the political machines that are there to allow one administration or another to bring in people from the businesses they're regulating, and they change the regulations, then they go back to the businesses that they were working for in the first place. Happens over and over and over again, and I'm a capitalist through and through, but the greed represented by this sort of thing, plus the incursion of the Chinese into all of this, it's really disgusting. So the fact that you're on this mission, if you will, I think that's part of our focus, but I don't want to run out of time before I spend as much as I can to talk about what you're doing raising cattle, the commodity cow versus the forage-based cow. You want to explain what you're doing? How many cattle a year, by the way, do you raise? What is the Fight Cattle Company you're responsible for raising on an average year?
You know, we run about 70 up to 100 cows on land that's, used to have 7 pastures spread all over the country. We now run all the cows on the home place because we've improved the soil and forages. And if we get a little rain, we do really well.
Right.
You know, we were certainly in the commodity cattle business for a long time. We were in the seed stock side too, and have sold a lot of breeding stock and things like that. My dad, before he passed away 10 years ago, his dream was to, you know, we always joked about building the perfect beast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a lot of crutches still, you know, most of the cattle industry is full of crutches. You know, they have to feed them. They have to creep feed the calves. They have to pour them. They have to worm them. They have to give them all these shots. And my dad said, you know, if we could make our own breed, which we started back in 1984 trying to do it, which you know, we finally, it came to fruition in 2015 when we trademarked the Grazemaster breed. My dad said, we're going to have cows at some point that take care of themselves because, you know, wheels are falling off this. You're not going to have time. You know, we can't keep spending all this money on putting up silage and hauling manure all summer and blah, blah, blah. And so we really took away every crutch. We don't give any shots, any vaccination. We haven't warmed or poured our cattle in 8 to 10 years. We utilize forages that are naturally good for deworming. We got a couple paddocks of bird's foot trefoil that's a great natural dewormer. Cattle go through there. We've slashed our vet bills 90%. We have more costs in vet stuff now for my daughter-in-law's big chocolate lab, who needs weight control and all these other programs, than we do on our cows. We will have more money in stuff like that than we do in that cow herd. Wow. So everyone can do that. Yeah. Absolutely everyone can do that. And that was our base for our meat company that's taken off. It's just amazing. But people want to come out. I'm 14 miles west of Lincoln, Nebraska, the capital. People don't necessarily care as much about the animals as talking to the person that has done it. Back in the old days, you bought it right from that person that raised it. And that's where we're at. Nothing is new. We're just back to what my grandparents
back to the basics.
Did.
Yep. Grazemaster Genetics. I want to talk about more about that. We have Del Fike with us from the Fike Cattle Company in Nebraska. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with some information about products at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You got a problem sleeping? Are you, I guess I've been selling this for a long time, and I wonder if I've sold you yet on just going to the MyPillow catalog, looking at all the things that are there. I just ordered, by the way, just got them yesterday, flannel Giza Dream Sheets. I got them in blue. They're available in all kinds of different colors and sizes. There are at least a dozen different colors, white, purple, blue, yellow, you name it. They are guaranteed to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own or your money back. Check them out in the product catalog at MyPillow.com. And by the way, when you decide what color you want, go to MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code. You'll get free shipping and you'll also get the best deal. The best deal at the moment is buy one and get one free. That's it. Buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheet. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. So that, along with all the other things that you can get on the product catalog with discounts from 30, 35% up to 65% using the DJV code, MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page. Go there, put the DJV code in there, and get the fabulous deal, the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Get the flannel set. This is the time of year you want them. Find them at MyPillow.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today.
for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
Back a few more minutes here with Del. But I want to keep going with this. This is like one of the... We could keep going for an hour or two. Del Fike from the Fike Cattle Company near Lincoln, Nebraska. Proven success, improving farming, the Grazemaster genetics. Not necessarily a commercial for the Grazemaster genetics, but it's interesting that you have been able to create, by working at it, something that is... I think about how I handle my cattle and how I worm them, and I do give them shots when they are calves. I have grazing. I don't have. I know I feed them corn. As a matter of fact, it sounds to me like you. Have you genetically come up with a forage with a corn that you're feeding to the? Did I hear you say that?
So our cattle are all forage based, so they're grass fed. They're on multiple different. Types of species of plants, but yeah, we used to feed a lot of corn and do all that, and when we returned to nature, our catchphrase for our meat company is natural by tradition. Mm-hmm. It was natural when my grandfathers did it, and we just did it with a little tweaking of some cool genetics in building that composite cattle breed. Far less emphasis needs to be on that breed that we created, even though we love it. We can build a breed for anyone, any place.
Well, you're to be congratulated. I'm happy that we were able to find you and put you on to tell your story. The website is Fike. I'm going to spell it out because it doesn't sound like it's spelled. F-I-C-K-E, cattle, all one word, .com. Or you can get to Del directly at grazemaster.com. So either of those two ways, you want to find out more about this, certainly an exciting, it really is, it's an exciting time, and I think we really do need to be focused on this because I think it's curtains if we don't. I've said many times here on this program and in the daily program that I do, that we, having been the food basket, as you suggested, for the world, we'll be lucky in 10 years if we keep going the way we're going, be able to feed ourselves, especially if we let the incursion of the Chinese in here to take over more of chicken and pork and all, who knows what they're doing in the beef department. So this is good for America, good for farmers, good for families, good for everybody here. Again, to be congratulated, Del, thank you for spending some time here. Del Fike from the Fike Cattle Company here in this week's American Family Farmer.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Three past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. I will tell you, I feel that we had some blessed time here, and I don't usually use that term, but Del Fike has got it. He's learned not the easy way, the hard way, as many of us do, about how agriculture needs to be now, in the present, and in the future. We can't worry about what we've done in the past, but we can educate ourselves as to the right way to do it moving forward. Getting soil right. Wow. What a concept. In common sense, yeah. The public has more, you have more common sense than most of the farmers around, and the farmers don't like to hear that, but I think it's true. I'm thinking about some of the other things that you can listen to. If you're new to the program, we have a couple of new affiliates this week. Congratulations for the stations taking the program. The podcast available as well, which is basically a synthesis of our conversations. Like the most recent one that's at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on the American Food Labeling Act and the Right to Repair Act. I talk about that all the time. I talk with a fellow that is a regenerative farmer at Farmer's Footprint. He helped me a lot. Actually, he's a cherry and walnut grower in Central California. Great stories about agriculture as it exists in that part of the world. There are coalitions of farmers and educators and doctors and business leaders trying to expose the human impacts of chemical farming, thus the focus on regenerative. Chemical farming is going to kill the soil, and it'll kill farming, and you got to wake up to that, frankly, like it or not. It's hard for the Farmers Union. The National Farmers Union is doing a better job than the American Farm Bureau Federation because of the connections the Farm Bureau Federation has, and I belong to both of them. But the American Farm Bureau Federation still is very tightly tied to Big Ag, And that's anathema for me, frankly. I think Big Ag is what's ruining this stuff. And folks who are being kind of confused by it or convinced that this is the way to go because the yields are up, if you want the farm to move after you're gone and keep going, then you can't keep doing what you're doing. I guess that's the bottom line. Maybe that's the message here. Anyway, check out our American Family Farmer Show podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I was just looking, Apple, 50% of the people who listen to this here are on Apple, some on iHeart, but there's a bunch of different streaming services. So you get it wherever you get your podcasts. Now, my thoughts on the new year, now that we're into a new month, the outlook for 2022, I've been looking at this and studying this and wondering out loud and to myself whether we are headed in the right direction. So I have made it my business to bring in people like Del Fike to talk with you about how to become more successful. Some of you will like it, some of you won't, but that's my New Year's resolution as far as this program is concerned. I think that we're looking at a lot of, even in Massachusetts, that isn't really considered an ag state. I'm seeing, because of maybe the attitude, we had a lot of old guys, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful, I'm an old guy, but the people who were, in essence, controlling things were backwards thinkers, not forward thinkers. So now I'm happy to see, at least locally here, the Mass Farm Bureau Federation, new president, a guy named Warren Shaw, who is a dairy guy. He's got his own farm. He's distributing milk and ice cream and that sort of thing that he makes on his own farm. And he's really making his way and getting traction. We all have difficult choices to make. I had to stop milking cows because I couldn't find help a few years ago, so now I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers. I like that, but I would rather be milking. I actually find it, I don't have time to do it, but I rather think that, it would be kind of a neat thing if I could find somebody again to milk cows on my farm. And sell the raw milk. I think that's a great way to go and sell other commodities that we produce on the farm. At any rate, that's my dream, and whether I can make it happen or not, hopefully other people will be able to do that. We've got a lot of cattle being grown here, despite what you think about Massachusetts. There's a whole lot of produce being grown here. Not too many dairy farms anymore, because government policy, that's something else we have to address. Government policy is stupid when it comes to dairying. And so I look at the economic outlook for dairying in the year 2022, as I think about, the future, there are a lot of people who are bullish on it, some people bearish on it. Dr. Mark Stevenson, who's director of dairy policy at the University of Wisconsin, has expressed some really unusual thoughts about dairying and where we're going. If you get a chance to check him out, if I have time, I'll get him on the program as well. For now, those are my thoughts. I hope that you'll join me again next week for another edition of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.